totally not safe. You totally not safe.
It's a good thing to do this.
The Gemara says that you have to wait zaynakiyim because we're choishes for dam chimma. The Gemara and the chaf on the days. The Gemara says that big tana big deila. You have to wait zayin yam lam al dam chimma. The Gemara and the chaf on the days. The Gemara and the chaf on the days says that there's a mice over there and he says hi dam chimmeru. So the Mepharshim discuss, what was he saying by saying it's Dam Chimid? So the Rashi brings down the Mepharshim, Dam Chimid Vitar. But Dam Chimid is something which is going to Vitar. The Rashi also brings down the Shidib Shein Yirmish Mepharshim. Frecht, the Rashi, I can say Dam Chimid is going to Vitar. The Gemara says, truly not in the Spice. If you were to wait, get married and she agreed, you have to wait Zayin to Kiyam. So how could the Gemara be saying that? It's Dam Chimid is Tar. Bechara, Tim Kane, why after it's Zayin Nikim? Hello, Master Dam Chimin is Tomei, it's Master Dam Chimin that's going to be Tomei. I always said Dam Chimin was just Lava Taramakin, Elik Dil Haris Chachmasa, just showing his Chachmasa, he's able to mafkin between Dam Ladam, but about the Dam Chimin is going to be Tomei. So, because the Raja's two Shitas, one Malach is saying Dam Chimin is Tomei, other man says Dam Chimin is Tar. If it's Tar, he's a little bit bothered by what's trying in our sugya, which says that Tavuli Nasi Atav Zainakim, the Choyra, the Mashemois is Dam Chimed is Tame, and it's not going to be Tar. The Ran says, Linear Evsha, the Kimlan Vade Dam Chimed Tar, maybe Dam Chimed is going to be Tar. I watch around our sugya. Why do you say Zainakim? It's an Agav Chimed Mesurim Domeh. That even though Dam Chimed is going to be Tar, but Agav the Chimed is also worried about the new regular Dam. This. So the Dam Chimid itself is going to be Tar. That's what the Amir was saying. It's Dam Chimid, and that's really Tar. We're just chayshes that Agav the Dam Chimid, the Nidus, will come out Agav the Dam Chimid, and therefore that's the reason why you have to wait Zayin Nikiyah. But Enochanami, if you would Taka know for sure that there's only Dam Chimid and there's not Dam Nidus, then Enochanami, you're able to go ahead and be Mekam. Which some Sefer in Daf Kapam Avei says that's one of the answers to the Shaila and Negea, Rasambayas, Yudah and Tamar, I won't have to wait. Hatzvulin Nasei. Some Sefer says that they were Baki in the Dam Chimud, and they knew that it was Davka Dam Chimud and not any other Dam. And being that they were Baki, and they knew it wasn't any other Dam, therefore that's the series of double why they were willing to remake them. Lazarua is the third Malach in the Sigil. Lazarua says that.
Oh,
just the first Tar midiraisa with Hamidarbanan. Racha midarbanan. The Zuman say Tar Malach. And what Daf Chaf is saying Dam Chimid Tar means is Tar midiraisa. Midarbanan, Chazal came along and were Machmer. That's the answer to the two steers. And the Vada Mitzah, that's Gemara Daf Chaf, when he says Dam Chimid, the Tar means Tar midiraisa. And Mara, which says Nizayin Akim, that's come along saying that Midarbanan, they were went in with Machmer, and they said that you need Zayin. So we have three mahalachim that's a kind of a dam chimud. We have a mahalach saying that it's regular tome, it's regular dam nidus. You have to assume it's regular tome. You have the Zerua saying that's going to be tome midarabanan. And you have the Ran, the third mahalach, saying that the sivus adavar that is going to be tome is because agav, the dam chimud, all the dam comes out. But the dam chimud inherently by itself, that is something which would not be tome. So the whole chashash is the b'shash tefillah nasei. We're chayshish that maybe she's gonna go ahead and sit down. The question is, are you able to go ahead if you do a bedikah b'shas ma'aseh? Is that something which will help or not? So b'seisa brings down the Rav Yah, which says that the chayshish is to as tavolin asay. And for if you had a bedikah that second, and then b'chay kamna there's no chayshish because we know there's no. We don't have the chayshish. He did a bedikah right away, or b'shas ma'isa. You don't have to be chushish that there was dam and got lost, and therefore he says that it's okay if you do a bedikah. The b'shas says that brings another rishon and say, you know, the stomach saw the gemara is down, like bedikah one out. In all the cases, why say any bedikah one? Or why don't you say the bedikah? And they say the stomiest double is that the truth of the bedikah would not happen. The chavis says tavuli nasa and if you did a bedikah, besides Maisa, the Maisa would be Machmed, some of the W say that Bidika is not good enough, and it's not going to work. Now the Gemara says that, here they mentioned, the Gemara says that a Bing Dela, Bing Katana, the Lachis is going to have to go ahead and wait. Zainakim. The question is, why by Katana is there a Chash? Katana doesn't see Damnidus, and a Chash is Damnidus. Katana doesn't have Damnidus, and a Chash is Damnidus by Katana.
But Damchim itself could be an issue.
So if you learn Damchim is a separate thing, so then, like you said, unless there's Ruas, Darbana, another Rajba, Staraisa, and Echanami. That's that is. Maybe. This is not playing anymore. Huh? Okay, let's go with this one. If the Yisrael Adavar is that Dam Chimud is a separate thing, so maybe there's no Dam Nidus, but there is yes Dam Chimud. If you hold the Yisrael Adavar is that I got the Dam Nida, the Dam Chimud, Dam Nida came out with it, you know, it's a little bit Tzarchi and the Pasha says like that.
Start now.
What?
Start now, for the first time.
Right, so Shaila is there any Chashash? Is any, you know, is there any reason, any siba to have a chash and a ketana that this such thing should happen? What do you say? So either you have to say maybe the pump started now, you know, that's there's not so much of a chash, or you have to say like plug. Now those are going to be two options. So the Taz is in the freshman. By the way, what's with you then, Tamar? Like I mentioned before, you the Tamar, Bayez, and Rus, the Chayra, what's the Heter, the Chayra, what's the Heter, the Chayra, you should have to have Zayin Nikim. Rabbi Yanko just told me a story that there was this person who had a older Bacher, was going out for like a long time, he had commitment failures, like a lot of the, like some of the older Bacher may have a Kabanum, and commitment issues. So the kids there, what happened? What happened?
You can't hear.
You can't hear? Okay. Fine. So there was an older Bacher who was having commitment issues and going out with this girl for 6 months, a year, 2 years. Finally, he agreed to propose. He agreed to get married, and ala rega, they decided they better get them married right away, before he changes his mind. What? What did he say? That second, Kilo, let's just go.
What, did he get married that day?
What? He finally agreed. What?
Is he a Mahana?
Anyway, she's a nido, so you have to wait anyways, anyway.
Right. Yeah, and if not. So Akapanim, yeah, I'm saying. I'm going to Voli Nasi after he's dying to Kiyam. Now, so the Shah is what's going to be with Boyaz and Rus and Yehuda and Thomas? In fact, the Taz, what's going to be with them? So we mentioned the Mahalach, some Sefer already, some Sefer says that even like the Ran, that he said the Daviz, Agav, the Dam Chimud, the Dam Nidus comes out, so then Zakta, some Sefer, they were Bucky in Dam Chimud, and they knew that there wasn't any Dam Nidus. That's the Malach of some Sefer. The Taz wants to say that the whole Gzeir over here is only Midarabanan. Hemechmir Gzeir Zayis, Menater Mitaz Gemura. Why? Shafilu Rasa Bloy Gosher Menater Enitimea. Even if you see without a Gosher, it's only Darabanan. Koshkin Zushle Matzafilu Ketzim. So this is definitely, it's only going to be Darabanan, it's not going to be Darabanan. And he said that's going to be Malach with Tamar. And also with Rus. Pshat is, being that it's only Darabanan, it wasn't a Daraisa, so therefore they didn't have to go ahead and keep it. Daraisa, so there was no Issa, it's only going to be Midarabanan. When did the Issa Darabanan happen? When was the Gzeira? Goizer, we all finally made a Gzeira. It says, Issa Shasha Gozer Chama Ksamim. They were Goizer and Ksamim, they weren't Mater, Beshosha Regisha, Nasagam Gzeir Zois, Vemela Mashla Regisha. Doesn't help the fact they were Magish. A chilek of the gzeis summon was they made also a gzeira that really nasi at uchishes that there was dam even though it was loy bar gosha, and that's the way they were chishes for it, and therefore that's why midaraisa there's no such thing, there's no gzeira yet, And that's why it wasn't a problem by Boaz and Rus and Yudah and Tamar. Another Malachi says, Gabi Tamar Rus loyach shashem etira machas chimud. The miyash is by the Boaz ozo yomem bimito. That's no chash chim. The chash chim is the Taz's understanding that if you have to wait, you have a tefillin nasei, you have to wait, then there's a chash of dam chimud mashenkein. If they were together in the bed, so there is no waiting, and therefore there is no chash chimud. In fact, the chavetz das, where do we find there's a difference between zman mur and zman harbe? It doesn't understand. The Taz loy motzan or chilek between a small amount of time or a long amount of time. And therefore, Zak the Chavetz Das, he does his chiluk on the Malach of the Taz. But some of the pshat in the Taz is that he said the Dav is more out the excitement Shabbat. It's not out the excitement with the waiting. It's more that the excitement Shabbat that she's getting married. And therefore,
it should make it worse.
What did I say?
It should be worse.
What? What did I say? It's anticipation. Anticipation. And if it's right, all happens all one time, then the Chayav. But when the Chavetz Das says he doesn't understand it, he does not understand the Chavetz Das, and he says that he said it is that it's not no difference between a small amount of time or big amount of time. The Chavetz Das would say, Divin Mahalach, he wouldn't say these. Well, the Tosh Shlomo said his Mahalach, first of all, mentioned Tosh Shlomo before the Chavetz Das. Tosh Shlomo said, remember we had it 2 months ago, last man, Shita. That the Gemara says, why does it indeed have to wait 7 days in order that this should be a break and it shouldn't be cuts, that her husband shouldn't get sick of her, and therefore that's why you have to have a break. Zak Tosh Shlomo, that's the Yisrael Dover, so somebody who is a Pnuya, who is not married, so you don't have the Hokshash. Hokshash is, we want to be on and off, but if Pnuya Betzim, we not have to wait Zaynikim, because it's only when they're married, you have the chash when they're on and off, that you want to be on and off. Hashem Pnuya, it's the first time, there shouldn't be a din zayin nekiyim. Zivah, it's like Tosh Shlom, being it's the first time, and it's a Pnuya, therefore there is no chiyav of zayin nekiyim. The Chavetz Das is 2 more mahalchim. The Chavetz Das is 1 mahalch is that we saw machloikis whether it works bedika or not. Rav Yossi said the bedika works, and the Beisayis breakdown wrote down from the Rishonim that the stomiest of David that Bedika is not going to work. Chavetz Das to say, everyone agrees if you do a Moich Dochuk, then for sure it's going to work. Bedika can say, maybe you missed it, maybe went to the side. Mashenkin, if you do a Moich Dochuk, Zak to Chavetz Das, a Moich Dochuk is foolproof. And if you do a Moich Dochuk, we chay gavna b'chaz no chshash, so it could be Yehuda and Tamar, and Boaz and Rus, there's a Moich Dochuk over there, and being that there's a Moich Dochuk, therefore there is no... What? Sham Shemaych.
Why are you chayish
at the second
they take it out?
They took it out. What?
Maybe it happened before they put the mic in there.
They put the mic in first, I guess.
What about when you took out the one?
And then. No, because it's not going like the Rosh. It's going like the Iker is b'shas the Tviya. And besides the Tviya, there was nothing. Therefore, there's no chash. Then the Chavetz says, there's another Mahalach. He says, he doesn't understand the whole question. The whole question, he said, what's the chemd over here? The chemd is tavurli nasi by the marriage, or just having tashmish? He says, it's poshut to him, that's only if you're getting married. The fact that if you're not getting married, you're just having tashmish, there's no tavurli nasi. What? They weren't getting married right now. So being as that they weren't getting married right now, he says, understand the whole question. You don't say somebody who's mezana that there's a tefuli nasa. He says, every pilagesh, what's the concept of pilagesh? Every single time you should have to wait to zayin nekiyim, every single pilagesh. Elamai zok to chavetz das. He doesn't understand the whole question. The only time we say there's a tefuli nasa is dafka when there's a tefiyah to get married. And the fact that you're having a tashmish, there is no tefuli nasa. And therefore, he said the whole kasha about him, he says, is a paladic question. So the etzim taina pilagesh of the Chavetz Das is not really so much of a right. Lachem Simla says that it's not a right from pilagesh, but pilagesh about him is miyuchud. And therefore, it's not going to be a new, every single time. You ready? You had tashmish once. It's not going to be a new tevuli nasi every single time. What? Pilagesh, somebody is miyuchud. It's but like Subo or it's like Kedushin, it's Machalik Ram Rai, it's Mutter, it's Rasser, whether you have somebody miyuchid for you without having a Kedushin and a Nisuan. There's a concept like that.
So the Lechem Tzimtzum says Pelegesh is not a raya because since it's miyuchad, there's no, it's not a new tefillin nasei. Only when it's the first time, then there's a tefillin nasei. Mashenkein, if it's clock is right. Mashenkein, in any climb in the regular case, it would be whatever. Kitzur to become a veisayis in the kuda. The Chavos Das is saying the whole yisrael dov is dafka based on the nisuin. That's what the tefillin nasei is. And whenever it's just not a nisuin, there is no chash. All the other achrenim which were bothered by the question, obviously saying, it's not so much the tevuli nasi shabai. What is it? It's going to be the bia shabai. And it's the same thing. It's what makes the chamda. The chamda is beside the first time having bia, or is it going to be outstanding the marriage? Now the place discuss a style like this. Let's say you have a kala who does not know anything about anything, and you give her a kala shmuz 3 days before the chasna, and she's like, whoa. Huh?
She's not Dan Chimad either.
Why is not Dan Chimad?
She doesn't know anything, she's too scared.
So the Shaila is it just an Isuin alone was enough to be Mechayev and she knew she was getting married, but she didn't know the ramifications of getting married? Or is it the, not the ramifications, one of the, that Tashmish is a Chelik of marriage? Or is the first time you find out the concept that there's going to be a Maisa Bia, that alone makes the Chemda. So Shevet Levi is Mesupik. He goes back and forth. He said, could be it's the Mesnekralitz also. They said, could be it's has to be the Chemda Sabia. Like we see, everyone over here is assuming it's the Bia alone. It's not the Nisuin. Chavaz Das, you can say, in the world of Chavaz Das, you can say, it could clear. Maybe it's Nisuin and Bia, or just Nisuin. You can start clearing in the world of Chavaz Das. But in the world of all the other Poiskim, they seem to be assuming it's not so much Nisuin, it's just any Tevuah Linasi, when you find out the concept of the Tashamita. And inasmuch as you didn't know the concept of Tashamita, which seemed to be the Natiya Sadovi is that Enechanami, that it would be an issue and it would be a problem. Mechaber brings down a Machsa Gishrusasai. The lach is fully nasi is going by the first time. If you're the first time you're tevayer, so then the lach is going to have to go and wait zaynikim. So the mechaber, what's going to be the lach by machzegur shasei? What's the shayah by machzegur shasei? The shayah by machzegur shasei is already. It's not a new chemda; it's an old chemda. And the question is, in that type of situation, do you have to wait zaynikim or not? So mechaber paskin machzegur shasei tzarech lamdishim nikim. You have to wait zaynikim. You did. Is it loud enough now? Daim kader. Yeah. Master Gushase, the lach is they have to wait Zainikim. And over there, also you have to wait Zainikim. Zok to Pisei Tshuva. What's the meaning of lach in a situation where she's Mesulekes? Mubaris. Where's the Pisei Tshuva on these pages over here? Oh, there we go. Who didn't get Torah Shlomo? Who didn't Gershak Shimu Beres Vechzira? Can't get the Yeshayin Nikiyim. After Shimu Beres, who becheskes Mesulakas Vidamim, Hashem Hashem Machmas Chimed Rasa. Even though you're K'may Bektana Bereshim and Zeh, even though you're Chazak of Mesulakas, just like by Ketana, we see that there's even though it's Mesulakas were Chayshish, so over here we're gonna be Chayshish. And therefore, he says, even by Mubaris, the halacha is going to have to go ahead and be chayish. And the Pesach Shuva discusses what's the halacha in terms of a situation where somebody. Somebody made a shvua, he's going to divorce his wife, and he went and divorced her, v'asalach zira. And she knows that. So the question is there a tvi'ah or not? Or you say lechol k'rabbanan. He has a suffix. Do you say that loy plug? Or do you say that no, that being that she knew the whole time she's going to get married, therefore there is no chashash in that type of situation. So Moshe and Tshuva starts through that. The Dogon Rebavim Tzim Reish Samach Tes discusses a ger and geiris. They've been married for many years. As goyim, now they're going to do geiris. Now they're doing geiris, so then they're now going to do a kedushin kedas moshe v'yisrael. And the question is, in terms of, so you have to be in Parish 90 days as Avchana, to be Mavchin Bein, or not. The Shah is, what's with the Zainakim? Is there a din of Tefulin Asay? They're going to have Zainakim or not. Zak the Dagmar Vavra, that over there is no Chemda over there. They've been married for a lot of years, and there's nothing new. Being that there's nothing new, therefore, Zak the Dagmar Vavra, in that situation, you're not going to have to wait. So why is it different than Machzor Shasay? So Moshe Shuvah says like this, Yesh Chalak the Machzor Shasay in this, that over there they're married, and they just drink Yoris, and then they continue to get married. And Moshe Machzor Shasay, you got divorced, you're done, you're finished. Machzor Shasay, they got divorced, they parted ways, and now they're coming back together. So if they parted ways and coming back together, so then, I thought that's a new Tviya. Moshe and Vegar Yoris, they didn't really part ways. What? But they ain't separate for a separation. They're separated. Let's say the husband goes.
Hold on, we're going to get married in the United States.
Right, so there was no real separation. Mashing Master Gershasa was a Gershon with a Tria. Mashing Novia, there was not a Gershon with a Tria, and therefore. Different places of Tshuva, Shchimera, who divorced his wife in order that she should not fall to Yibum. So Moshe says a shayla that, do you have to wait Zayin Nikim? Lamaisa, you got better, and do you have to wait the Zayin Nikim or not? So Moshe wants to say that is there a dimion to the Red Vaz? Red Vaz said a case that, what was the case of Red Vaz one more time? Red Vaz says the case that the person divorced his wife in order to become a Shavua, he's going to take her back, she knows about it. Do you say maybe lechol kerabanan? You don't say lechol kerabanan. So Moshe says the Yesh Chalak. He says that so shchimi rash is chayv lachzir bekinyan reshuv vechir mekilas. When you do get shchimi rash just out zibum, so you're mechayv to take her back. There's a shvuah chir mekilas. So over there, Yesh Chalak between that and Red Vaz. Why? In the case of where you have a Chir Makilis and it's a Schaivus, so Zakar Moshe, so therefore it's not a new Tviya, and they know for sure she's getting married, there's no Hesach Hadas, and she's confident it's going to happen, so then in that situation, you're not going to have to wait to Zayin the Kiyam. I like plug, we see from Garen Gyaris, there's no like plug when there is no Chemda. Mashen Kane, when you're dealing with a Machzor Gushas, because of Shavua, maybe Yanuch Nabim. You don't know what's going to happen. Maybe he'll divorce her. Maybe he'll decide he'll change his mind. Maybe he won't take her back. There is some level of uncertainty. So therefore, it's like a mosh. In that case, maybe over there you can be machmir, or maybe say like plug, Hashem Kain. In a situation where the vadi, there's no chemda, it's like a mosh. In that case, like shchimra, the mosh, there's no chshash, and you would not have to wait to zayin akim in that situation.
Shchimra, you do have to wait?
No, you don't. Being a shchimra, there's a chirim and a shvur, and you have to take her back. So there is no Hesach Hadas. Shaking the Red Vaz, we could discuss it, he says. The Shuvan Sheva Kasi, Chelik Dalat, some Rishu Zayin. Sheva Kasi, Roshami Gross. He has a Shuvah that there's a certain Belza Skula to divorce your wife and take her back, whatever the school is for. And the Shaila is that, you know the famous story with the Shlam, the story that guy went and, divorced his wife. And, second lady went in Bekadasher. So the Bezin said, what's that? He goes, well, Zivik Cheney, she's good enough. Akapanim. So the Shaila is, let's myself, yeah, so the kiss of the bells of school, divorce your wife and take her back. Do you have to wait Zayin Nikim or not in that situation? Well, they're just doing time school.
Everyone's aware of this?
Yeah, they know that, they're doing the school.
They still do it?
It's a joke.
Nice.
So excitement.
Huh? Right. Is that like Gerengi Yoyrus?
No, it's bells.
What?
What's the excitement?
It's like Gerengi Yoyrus, you think? What? What?
Why is it not?
Or is it like the. Or is it like the. What? He says the Maskunner advises, or it's like the Red Vaz. It's like the Red Vaz. The Vaz is the case where you made a shavua, you're going to divorce, you're planning on taking her back. So he says that he's more medamit to the Red Vaz. He says the maskana of the Red Vaz is to be mekel. So therefore he says, if you know, when you're doing it for the skula, yeah, he says maskana is like the lakal, and therefore he wants to say, yeah, he wants to see one. Shevet akasi chilek dalet simin resh yud zayin. Fine. Two last cases. One case is that if you have people who they were living together and then they decide to get married. So what does that go into? So Pesach Teshuva means on a noif in the FS and they get married. It's like the Pesach Teshuva. You have to go ahead and wait. You have to go ahead and wait Zayin Nekiyum. Before, just go backtrack a second. We said Gerig Yoris does not have to wait Zayin Nekiyum, but Ketan has to wait in Zainakiyim. Mubaris has to wait in Zainakiyim. Zakein has to wait in Zainakiyim. What's the difference between the cases? So Moshe says that yesh lechalik between a marriage which besoid has chimud, just you gratis don't have chimud, because you're old, you're young, or that's a matziv doesn't have chimud because a gerigeris, they've been living together for the last 30 years, there's bechefza no chimud. If the batzim is a chimud, you don't have a chimud because you're old, you're young, so then over there, you wouldn't need like plug. Mashenke and Gergeris is Bechefza, there's no chimud, so therefore that's where it's going to be different. And let's go on to if they're Mizana beforehand, what's going to be the halacha? So Bishop Shuvah says that if Mizana beforehand, he says that also you need there's not chimud and you're going to have to be Machmer. This is the place to discuss. Let's say the Imamish are living together. Like by the Kalinim, they lived together a couple of years and they decided to get married. What do you say? Yes.
There's still an excitement about getting married.
Huh? What do you say?
There's still an excitement about getting married.
I think the Pashas, I think Pashas says, according to the Chavis Das, for sure, right? L'chayra, saying, Gerig Yoris were married. They were halachically married, right? They were goyim. They're halachically married goyim. They're just switching over to Judaism marriage. But people say they were, you know, they were always married. But over here, where even if they weren't legally or civilly married, and now they're getting married, the Pashas Adav, I think, you have to be machmer. Sheva Levi is Mesupik. I think the Pashas Adav, you have to be machmer. One last case, Sheva Levi, hey, Kuf Yud Aleph discusses that, let's say you thought the husband was dead. He tells the Daka Tshuva Sif Katan Zayin brings down from the Sfarash of Peskim that the husband went to Medina Sayyam, he's a Makam Sakana, and he came back. So the Daka Tshuva brings down from some of the Sfarash of Peskim, they're ready, they have to read another Zayin Akim, because they thought he called Drachim Bechaz Sakana, and therefore you would have to, whatever. He's Doichadat La Halacha. You know, he says, Doichadat La Halacha, he's Mesopic in the Holocaust. He thought you'd never see him again. And you're convinced that the person's going to die, he says, Mesopic. And maybe in that case, maybe you would need another Zayin Akim. And he says, Tzarech Yom L'Din, which is a Kiddush, because there's no new marriage, right? The marriage exists, just you thought.
But usually, she's dead. Is
that
the Shemera case?
Huh? Yeah, the Shemera also thought he was dead, right?
And they got divorced.
And they got divorced, saying, what do you want to do? So the pastor, I think, in my seat, we're not needed. Right. I think that has some. Okay. In terms of what do you need, in terms of, just see if they're there. Hold on a second. In terms of what do you need, in terms of, you have to wait Zayin Nekiyum. So what do you need during the Zayin Nekiyum? So the Rav wants to say that there is no din of making Hafsak Taira. He says, why don't you think Hafsak Taira? He says, two svaras. Once where he says it's not a vadeh you saw, so even though it would be machmer, but a zay vayt to say you have a cheskas roya, they have to make a chazaka that you didn't see, you don't have to do. And the second malach the Rav says that being that you only saw only chesh for a mashu adam, the only time you have sektaira is when there's a flow, there's a cheskas roya. I'm saying if it's just your mashu adam, you don't have to be worried about the mind of being pesuach. And therefore, it's like the Rav, you do not need to make a Hafsak Taira. The Rashi brings on the Rav, he says, doesn't understand. Ramanashach. If you're saying that Pshat is, the Rav says you need Zayin Nekiyum, but you don't need a Hafsak Taira. The Rashi says, I don't understand. Ramanashach. If you're saying it's Mayin HaPesuach, so what do you need Zayin Nekiyum for? What am I checking for? Alamai is saying it's Mayin HaPesuach, so you should have to have a Hafsak Taira. I'm not going to say, really, it's clothes, but they were medamet to a regular zainakim, so you should need to have sektaira. So the Raj is more noted to say, b'chal, if we all like to write it, it's clothes, you shouldn't need anything. But then he says, he's a little bit afraid to be mekel. L'maisa, the Raver is machmer, and he's a little bit afraid to go ahead and be mekel. But he says, what? He says he's afraid to be mekel. Saying, and the Raj himself, he's choshes lahachmer. Not hefsek. Azvidikas. Saying, the Rush wants to say maybe only hefsek tayra, but he says a different svar. He says that there's like a seder dika chemda. The closer you get to the actual marriage, there's again another chashash you're going to see. So even though maybe you wouldn't need a hefsek tayra, but there's the reason why you have to do bedikas during the zainakim is because. Therefore, you have to do a bedikah every day to take out of the chashash. In fact, the chav is das, if we're saying that there's always a ksedek chashash, so maybe you should need a mechtachik, all zainakim. Because we're chashash to say that the closer you are, the more of a chashash. I did a bedikah in the morning, but now we're having the countdown, right? 168 hours, 165 hours, 162 hours. And if there's a ksedek you should have to have a ma'achtachik. So the chav is das. No, just like in Zainakim, we say that once I do bedika on the chelik a day, as machzak the day. So over here, I do a bedika on the day. That's also going to be machzak the day, and we say it's not going to be a problem. All the rishonim say that the ma'aser we're machzak, you need to have sektaira, and you also need a have sektaira, and also you need bedikas during Zainakim. How do we paskin? The chav says ain't tzrich have sektaira, you only have sektaira. Chavar Paskins, like the Rav, you only have sektaira, but you need bedikas during the Shivasi Yamim. What do you need? Koyam lechachila, but the Evelay Batka, that's my pachas teich Shivasagi. The Rav Paskins, if you do bedika, one bedika during the Zainakim, but the Evelay, that's going to be okay. The Shach says that maybe it's the Rosh Lashitase, which says during Zainakim, you only need one bedika, b'diavad, one day is enough. But we, which hold not like that, we only need two bedikas, ma'akiv. And Rechavit says, lady, do you want a bedika on day one? Do you do day seven, what's halacha? Ain lahakam, Rechavit says, right? You cannot be mekel. So being that we're machmir, they can't go ahead and do bedikas. He says, imkain should come out, they should have bedika, your mishim shvi. So it doesn't sound like it from the Dasa Pleiskim. It sounds like it that being that over here, the whole thing is not a Vade Rasa, it's just a Chashash. So maybe you can go ahead and be make with one, and you don't have to be Machmer to do B'diavad, you don't have to, the Chiyav to B'dik every day, but B'diavad is going to be okay. Hakamar Lachal Ma'isa, the Shach says, Sukkot Nalaf, in the Nogal Hafsak B'Taira Afmasulo, the meaning is that we do Hafsak Taira, B'dek is Koshav Nikim, we do Zainakim. But the Eved will be Mekel, and as the Minigal Achilas do have Sektaira and Zainakim. But the Eved will go on and be Mekel like the Shita of the Ramah, that if he did one Bedika during the Zainakim, then the Maisa were going to be Mekel. Now the Tosh Shalom points out that this halacha negated to our modern society is not so relevant because this whole Shaila is in a case where she's not a Nida, this Tavuli Nasa, he's go. To the mikvah tyrus, as tivuli nasai, so then the shayla is in terms of what you need. But nowadays, where all the basulas are nidus, and being that they're going to be the nidus, so memela, you have to account have sektaira zainakim b'tzad hachas nida, because they're regular nidus, and then they refer it's not really. You're back to the regular nidus that you need have sektaira zainakim. And if you only do one bedikah during the Zainakim, you're back to the old Mechabra Ein Lachal situation. And therefore, the Lachal is only if she's Tar and she's Tevulin Asa, so you have the Sugim. In a situation where it's not going to be Tar, then in that situation you do not have the whole Sugya. So Mitzvah Hashem on...